Thank you, Gabe. You may notice a lot of the family wearing tartans today. Mom had a Scottish heritage that she was very excited about, and we thought it'd be good. I'm wearing the Macquarie clan tartan. I believe, Gabe, have you got McFarlane? I know Zan has McFarlane on. Both ancestors of hers, she's very pleased with that. My brother Sam is wearing Macintosh. I don't know why. I don't know how we're related to them, but it's very close to McFarland, so thanks. we'll proceed with the services outlined in the program, which includes the following. First, we'll hear from Mom's two daughters-in-law, Linda Cortese Thomas, wife of my brother Sam, and Wendy Newsom Thomas, my dear wife. Mom calls them the daughters-in-law who can do no wrong, a title which they both very much deserve, and you can imagine the pressure that puts on Sam and me. After Linda and Wendy conclude, Misty Thomas Larson, my younger sister, accompanied by her daughter, Rafael, will sing a hymn that is very dear to Mom, and I think Misty will explain that. I think that once I get finished, you'll see that all of the talent went to my siblings, and I'll try to make it through this program. Following Misty, my younger brother Sam will speak to us. Lenora Brown, a treasured friend of my parents, will then favor us by playing two of Mom's favorite pieces of music, Debussy's Clair de Lune and Schubert's Serenade. Excuse me. My youngest brother, David, remembers Mom often sitting at the piano and playing parts of these two pieces from memory, and suggested that Mom would enjoy hearing them during the funeral service. I'm sure that among other things, Mom is currently working on getting to the point that she can play them nearly as well as Sister Brown. Sister Brown and I have an additional connection in that we currently live only three houses apart in the Orchard Ninth Ward, which resides in the neighboring North Salt Lake Stake. We'll now proceed to that point in the service, Linda and Wendy.